You're listening to All Things Considered here on WJFF, and right now we're going to turn the focus onto some local news and events. Of course, yesterday, overnight, even less than overnight, restaurants, bars, and eateries in New York and Pennsylvania are dealing with a new reality. Today, following announcements by Governor Andrew Cuomo and Tom Wolf yesterday, that all restaurants must switch to to-go or delivery status only. We spoke to three different businesses in our listening area: a small, brand new, family-operated cafe, a larger, long-time eatery with dozens of employees, and a tavern that relies primarily on dine-in clientele, typically sitting at the bar. All three owners told us that they were watching developments before yesterday's order came through. Here's Irene Siskolis, owner of Liberty Diner in Liberty, New York.
As of Sunday night, when they said for the boroughs, the city, they were going to shut them down to takeout delivery only, I figured it would be only a matter of a day or two before they did the rest of the state. You know, I knew it was coming once they announced the city, of course, you know. But I found out officially for us 12:30 yesterday that 8 o'clock last night we had to change over to takeout and delivery status only. We're taking it day by day as far as on hours of operation. Right now we're staying our regular hours, which is 6 to midnight. We're taking it day by day, like on how many staffing we have. And obviously, I had to let most of, if not all, my staff go or cut hours on everybody. I mean, I have a staff of 50, and I'm probably only have this week 10 tops for the whole week, and they're rotating, not 10 people working at the same time. I mean, like a rotation.
Yeah. Are you going to try to bring other staff back on if you end up going back to normal business if we all get through this?
I mean, we have to see how what normal business is going to mean after this, you know, because I don't see after this it's not going to just be like business as normal even if, when they lift the ban.
Right.
I think it's going to take a long time. It's not going to just be like, okay, we're back to regular operation and business is going to be what it was. I mean, the economy itself is going to be damaged big time. People aren't going to have money at the end of all of this. They're already struggling, you know?
Yeah. So. For customers, what are customers doing? Do you want people to call first or?
They could call. They could come in and place a takeout order. They can have a delivery, obviously, as well. So. And I'm going to be going to online ordering. I'm just waiting for somebody to bring me the tablet. I'm going to be connecting with an online ordering system here shortly. I had that in the works prior to all of this. I was setting it up starting a month ago, and I was just fine-tuning, you know, the website, how it looks. But now I'm just launching as it is, and I'll worry about that later on. So.
All right. Is there anything else you want folks to know?
I mean, I think this is a horrible time for everybody, you know what I mean, across the board, you know, and definitely, you know, everybody in the service industry, all of us are, you know, we're like a unit within ourselves. When on normal operations, we'll all help each other out, and now with this, you know, it brings us, you know, really we're trying to guide each other on best on how to operate, you know. Myself, you know, Monticello Diner, Munson Diner, we're kind of all trying to, like, work together and figure out things and advise each other the best we can, you know what I mean? Because all of us are obviously not thinking clearly at the moment, you know, and I mean, we've been here 30 years, and to tell staff who've been with me, I have four staff members that have been with us 25 plus, and to tell them I have no work for them was probably, you know, not the easiest thing to do, obviously, you know? I think as a community, we need to just stick together and do the best we can for the time being. And not only as a community, as a nation, you know.
Irene Siskolis, owner of the Liberty Diner. Liberty Diner is celebrating its 30th year this year in the community. Lorenzo's Bistro has only been in the Jeffersonville community for about a year. We spoke to David Lorenzo, who owns and operates a business along with his wife, Maria Lorenzo, and he has a similar reaction and is coming up with other creative ways to deal with this new reality.
What we can do, obviously, there's no sit-down service, so we can offer to-go and then delivery also. So we're going to offer delivery. If you call in and you're in Jeff or surrounding areas, it's my wife and I, it's the two of us. So, you know, we'll cook it and we'll bring it out, you know, as fast as we can. We're going to be open Wednesday Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Normal operational hours, 8 to 4. But, yeah, 8:30 to 10:30, we're going to offer, you know, free breakfast for the kids, choice of eggs or pancakes or breakfast burrito. And that, you know, they can come and take it to go, you know.
When and how did you decide to do this breakfast thing for the kids?
Well, as soon as they closed Sullivan West, you know, well, all Sullivan County, I guess. But as soon as that happened, you know, my wife and I, we sat down and said, you know what, it's a big deal. You know, 3 weeks without, you know, that lunch or breakfast, it's a pretty big deal for a lot of people. So we said, you know, we have, it's coming, you know, we thought it's coming. You know, we're going to be closed down or it's going to be some kind of, so we said, we have all this food, let's give it, you know, give it out, give it for free because it's all about community around here, you know?
Wow. Do you have anything else you want to share? Any hopes or fears of where you think this whole thing's going to go and what it means for you and other restaurants?
Well, you know, we are a very small business, you know, and this is the first year of business. And, you know, we don't have savings. We live in, you know, paycheck to paycheck, I guess you could say. So it's a very uncertain time for me, and I would imagine for a lot of businesses in the area. And I just hope that this passes as quickly as it can. And we just have to stay together, stick together as a community, and get through this as best we can.
David Lorenzo of Lorenzo's Bistro right there. They are also working on opening up a new restaurant next to their cafe to do evening-style dining. Then David tells us that plans for that have had to be put off as they enter this new reality. Over on the other side of the river, well, in New York State, businesses that serve wine, beer, and liquor are going to be able to make even the wine, beer, and liquor to go as long as they have a waiver during this special emergency period for now. Things are a little bit different in Pennsylvania, where they have different liquor laws. You have to have a special license just to sell wine, and businesses like the Twisted Rail Tavern out in the Honesdale area were already required to be serving a little bit of food just to be able to sell beer. So the reality for them is just a little bit different from the reality for some of the New York eateries.
We are not predominantly a food business, so to be reduced to only selling takeout beer and food, it was very difficult. So we're giving it a try. We're trying to put our best foot forward and see how it works out. But we also had to reduce our hours so that we're really only open around those hours. So it's a big reduction in our hours, and our employees were all sent home. We, as a family, are manning the ship, and if things improve, then we will try to call some employees back as we can, but right now we have no work to give them. We're trying very hard to come up with ways to be creative to present it to people so that hopefully they can make the best of it and we can survive through what we hope is a short time.
I mean, I can imagine you're sitting there trying to brainstorm what can you do differently just to keep going.
Right. Oh, right. And we haven't, you know, the brainstorming hasn't, you know, come through for us yet. We basically just got the announcements out late last night of what our plan would be for today, what we could do, the change in our hours. And I think citizens in general are a bit in shock, and so they don't know what to expect. They don't really know how to behave. Nobody does. We've never been through something like this before. So I don't know that today is a good judge of how it's going to go. I'm hoping in the days to come that people feel a little bit more comfortable, maybe, and understanding of what they can and cannot do.
What do you hope might happen? What are you concerned might happen?
What I hope might happen is that the estimate that we were all given as far as this being a 2-week ordeal, that's really the way that it works out. I think that most of us can probably hang on for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. But I think the worst case would be if this drags on and on and on. I think it's going to be very difficult without some type of help, and not just for the businesses, but for the workers, too, who, you know, the restaurant industry in the Northeast, in Pennsylvania, at least, and I'm sure in your area, it's employs a lot of people. And so for them to be out of work for so long is really going to be hard for everybody.
Is there anything else you want folks to know?
Just that we are here, we're stocked up, we're ready to go, we're willing to serve, and we hope that we see them. We hope this is a short-lived event and that we get to the point where we can serve them and spend time with them again real soon.
All right. Well, hang in there and good luck to you and to all of us. And thanks so much for talking. I realize this is really fresh for everyone. And
yep.
So
it's true. I think it's time to show what we're made of and see what we can do with this and just make the best of it. So it will all end. The question is when.
And that's Denise Ellis, co-owner of the Twisted Rail on Main Street in Holmesdale. Thank you to all of the restaurant owners who spoke to us today. This is WJFF, your community radio station. Staying in touch with the community to let you know how the community is responding to these unique times that we're living in. And again, if you'd missed I think one of the big takeaways in there is that Liberty Diner in the community for 30 years, 50 employees have had to go down to a rotating staff of 10. Just overnight. Stay tuned. We got more news and headlines, national headlines and local headlines on the way here on WJFF. News on the coronavirus outbreak and the impact of COVID-19 on our listening area and beyond is changing every day. WJFF is committed to keeping you informed. That's why we've compiled a comprehensive list of links for local, national, and global resources of information, from tips on staying healthy to the latest emergency declarations and closings. Go to wjffradio.org to stay informed and keep listening to your community radio station, WJFF.